Alex Golish throws shade at Florida. Welcome in. Welcome in to the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it because this is spicy. It is spicy, spicy, spicy stuff. Alex Golish and Byron Brown, Alex McPherson, Champ Anthony were in Tampa yesterday. And, you know, Golish was on the podium. He did his normal media thing. So did the players. But I guess on his way out, he was stopped by a Florida media person. Not really sure who they are because I doubt they're watching this, so it don't really matter. But it's someone involved in Florida media, I'm sure. But basically, and we have the quote for those that are listening. We have a graphic, and it doesn't really show. It's not a video or anything. But basically, he was asked, you know, or basically told someone in the Florida media, tell your boy John Summerall to be ready for week 3. Spicy, spicy stuff from Coach Golish right there. I'm ready for football season even more now than I was yesterday after reading that. I don't know about you, Graham. What are your thoughts on that?
Personally, I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find real quick because obviously, you know, if people aren't aware, Golish and Summer are coming from the same conference, have a, you know, history. Coaching against each other. Mm-hmm. And last year, I'm pretty sure, and obviously, you know, John Summerall made it to the playoffs with Tulane. Golish was close, but he, you know, lost some games and ultimately lost to Summerall last year with the Tulane Green Wave handing the Bulls a 45-10 loss, which is not pretty. Not pretty at all. Yeah, so that interesting. Like I said, John Summerall is 1-0 against Golish. They, you know, played coached against each other last year, but yeah, Golish isn't scared. Golish isn't backing down. You know, he, new place, new team. He's ready to go, and he's ready to take on against the Florida Gators week 3. And he wants Summerall to be ready because he's going to bring his best.
Yeah, and it made me laugh too. And we're not going to say what the comment was because it's a little non-family friendly for this show and this podcast. Now, it was hilarious when I read it because Graham had pointed it out to me. But former Auburn Tiger Eugene Asante had a fantastic comment on that post. And if you want to find that,
Let's just say he liked it. Let's just say Eugene Asante loved that quote from Golish.
He really liked it. It made me laugh. Just like, because it just, as soon as I read it, I said, yeah, he did. He did do that. Indeed. Yeah. And he's not afraid to do that either. That's what I love about him. So,
I want to preface this too, like all jokes aside and stuff. I don't know the full context of this entire quote because I haven't seen the video or whatever. If there's a video out there, I haven't seen it, but I'm sure like Golish was saying this in a lighthearted, joking matter. It's like, hey, tell your boy to be ready for week 3. No actual, you know, bad blood, hate, beef in there. You know, Golish, she loves to crack a joke and mm-hmm. and smile and stuff. So it's all in fun and games, but I still love the dig. Nonetheless, you know, he didn't have to say it. And so it's just exciting to have a coach with that little bit of edge. We kind of talked about that yesterday with like a little bit of, you know, he flirts the line of like crazy and cool.
I think his name's Brooks Austin said that, you know, like you have, and I said it yesterday because I remember the name, of course, but he basically said you have your football coaches and then you got your, you know, your insane football coaches, and Golish is under that category of insane football coaches, which is a, you know, part of success that you need mm-hmm. to be successful in college football, especially in SEC. So I'm glad that we have a coach that is not afraid to be a little fiery. We haven't had that in a while. And, you know, we like even some of the players even said like the culture change, like, you know, it's one thing to listen to worship music, which I don't have a problem with, you know, obviously, but when you're about to go knock someone's head off on a Saturday, the last thing you want to be listening to is Elevation Worship. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You need to be listening to something a lot more hype than that. And don't get me wrong, there are hype worship songs out there, but this is not the type of music to be listening to for football practice when it's a violent sport.
Yeah.
I don't think worship music is wanting or should be wanting to be or should be promoting violence. That's quite literally the opposite of what it wants. And like I said, football is a violent sport. That's, and coaches use it word. I mean, Golish, this, you know, at media days prefaced and used the word violent a lot about what he wants his teams to look like. Mm-hmm. He wants the identity of his team to be a most violent team on the field. That's not worship music.
Byron Brown himself literally said his running style was violent.
Exactly.
So that's just, I'm okay with that. That's what I'm okay with. I'm kind of tired of the, you know, well, as long as we win, we're family. No, I want people to be killers on the field. I want our killers to be better than theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Hunter, I think we might have one actually on this team right now.
I mean, oh, you're talking about, hold on. You're talking about, here, throw that picture up one more time.
Elijah Melendez?
Yeah.
That guy? Elijah Melendez.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. The Incredible Hulk of Lee County, right there. That's just, I'm telling you, man, I'm very, very excited about this team. I am. I'm buying into some of the hype per every Auburn fan does. You know,
oh, I got to stop watching videos on TikTok and stuff, dude. I think we're going. I'm at the point. I'm like, hey, let's just call it. We're running the natty this year.
Well, you even have some like college football analysts too, like who have not even had any good things to say about Auburn the past 5 years. Are like, hey, we need to watch out.
I've seen a lot of people. I saw a tweet the other day. I saw a tweet, I think maybe yesterday, and it was on a, I can't remember the tweet. So if it's yours, I'm so sorry. I can't remember. But they said, I've seen way too many national media saying Auburn could start 5-0 for my liking. Like, he's like, all right.
Yeah.
Too many people are starting to believe in that. Like, we could do something with this. And I found that hilarious. So I'm like, yeah, I agree. Like let's hold your brakes, guys. Like, I hope we're good. But, like, if everyone believes they're going to be good, we're going to turn out bad and we're going to disappoint everyone again. And
yeah. I'm definitely agree with you. Like, we need to pump the brakes a little bit. But I will say, some of those one-score games last year came down to our offense not being able to put points on the board.
Absolutely.
We basically have the same defense, same coordinator, same system on the defensive side of the ball. I think we'll have a better offense this year than last year. And it's crazy.
It's hard to not have a better offense than last year.
And it's crazy to say that considering what we had on the offensive side of the ball, and it was just wasted because we had, once again, incompetence on the sideline. You know who you are. Because I feel like if I say his name, he's just going to, which he probably already, he doesn't even watch the show. Who cares? But he wasted so much talent, and all because, you know, we were more worried about tee times than, you know, football practices and game plans. And, you know, if someone made a game plan, he's like, nah, we're going to go with what I want to go with. So, and how did that work out? He's no longer, you know, he's jobless. So anyway. But, yeah, I like it, you know, and the opposite of that, we now have a coach that cares, wants to be there. You know, everyone asked, you know, if someone asked him about Goff, you know, and he had that, you know, that look in his eye of like, oh, God, you pissed him off. You know, and he said, I'm a football coach, so I'm going to be here majority of my time, you know. And I'm like, okay, like, I like that. So, this comment about Florida towards John Summerall is no different. Now, I do agree with Graham. I think it's just a friendly jab. You know, SEC media days are going to be, you know, because at the end of the day, the SEC coaching tree, if you will, the, you know, whoever it is in the current spot, it's a brotherhood at the end of the day. You know, whether you like it or not, it is.
They all text each other. They all call each other, text each other. They have a, I mean, from what I've heard in the past, all those coaches all have a group chat with each other. They all, like, they're all in a group chat. So, like, they all know, like, they all don't like each other because they want to beat each other.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is a brotherhood because, you know, you're all kind of going through the same thing at the same time. But also, like, kind of going into this, like, jab as well, I was like, Golish isn't blind. Golish, if you ask me, I'm sure he knew Summerall was a number one, you know, like, you know, candidate for the Auburn job. He knows that. He knows that Summerall was Auburn's number one choice. Summerall took Florida, and that's why we hired Alex Golish. He's not blind to that. He's not oblivious. So I think this could be even a way for him to prove himself, like, hey, y'all made the right decision with picking me because I'm going to go in here and I'm going to beat this guy. And that's something he didn't do last year, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see, too, how, you know, if the media will run with this and be like, oh, my gosh, everyone circle your calendars for week three when Auburn plays Florida and Jordan Hare under the lights.
That game's going to be crazy.
I want to go really bad.
I'm going. I got my tickets yesterday. I'm so excited.
But you're going to Atlanta too, right?
I am. Yeah, I got all the home games because if you want to know, I'm a student at Auburn, and I've got all the home games and Baylor.
Yeah,
Baylor game. Yeah. And I'm going to Mississippi State for the Sharpe game.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Hang on, I'm trying to pull up the schedule for the if I can make the Florida game, I'm gonna try to go. I think I'm gonna try to go.
Yeah.
Because you know,
send me a peek.
Yeah, because I have, you know, I would like to go if I can, because that's gonna be there's some games that you don't want to miss, but you know what you can't miss though is going to AUShirts.com. That's what you can't miss. Go to AUShirts.com to find all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. The Barn Hard shirt, the FE shirt, if you know, you know, on that one. That's another Alex Golish mic drop, if you know, you know. The Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We also have some other options on there as well. So, again, if we are, you know, in the football season and you tag us, whether it be me, Graham, the Barn, or all of the above, we'd love to see you supporting your gear from AUShirts.com, and we will shout you out on the show if you tag us, and we would love to share that, whether you're at home enjoying the game, injured in Hare on the road, or in Atlanta for the Baylor game, it feels like it is right around the corner. So, again, if you want to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn, go to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also, go to buyauburn.com while you're at it, and go be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. Like I said, if you are an Auburn business center or you're anywhere in the country and you're an Auburn fan, then buyauburn.com is the place for you. It's a place that you can get your business on an index full of other businesses that are run and owned by Auburn people. And if you're just looking to support the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is a great place for you to go as well. Like I said, it's a great way to support the family, great way to get to know people, and just keep growing this index as big as we can. So like I said, go to buyauburn.com today to search the index or to sign your business up.
Yeah, so back into the show, Alex McPherson was also at Media Days. And Graham, kind of like you wanted to bring up something that he had mentioned in Tampa yesterday.
Well, so it was kind of – it was something really Golish said about Alex McPherson, because Golish was asked the question about –
I know where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. Why he brought these guys, he picked these, you know, these three players to come to Media Days. And what really stuck out to me was what he said about McPherson. And basically he said, and I'm sure people have heard this, you know, it's been out for 2 days now, but basically he said that he just needs McPherson to make field goals. And which is true. Like I don't need you. Like, he's like, what this team's about to go through in this, you know, next, you know, spring and winter and summer, it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. It's going to be by far the hardest thing you've ever done in your life. I just need you to go make field goals. Like we're not going to put you through this. Just make field goals and, you know, you're good. Because obviously, you know, Alex McPherson's been through a lot in the last 2 years. And so and it just blew me away what McPherson's response was to Golish. It was like no. Like, I don't kick here. I'm a football player. And McPherson refuses to do anything less than what the rest of the team is doing. He's running with the skilled guys. He's doing everything he can to be with the team at all times. And then I'm sure kicking on his own time, you know, after practice, you know, like staying with the team during practice. And then after practice, getting those kicks in and kicking the field goals like Golish wanted him to. But it shows why, you know, McPherson was picked by Golish to come to Media Days. You know, he is a guy that represents Auburn. He represents kind of the culture that Golish is trying to build and bring into Auburn. And so I was blown away by that, blown away by McPherson for saying stuff like that, because I think it's incredible. And, you know, like we said, McPherson was the only special teams player to even be at Media Days. And I think that's telling to the type of person and character that he is, that Golish wanted him to come along to SEC Media Days. But, like, what are your thoughts on all that?
I mean, I'm, for one, I know him personally, not like we're not like best friends or anything, but I knew him from church, and to see what he's gone through, to see where he is now, is very, very inspiring. Just to know that he went through literal hell with his health to get to where he is now, being able to be in physical shape to kick field goals in the SEC. That not a lot of people, would do that.
You and keep in mind, McPherson even said the other day that he was starting to hit 60 yarders in practice. He said like the unit as a whole. So like, that's not him just like with no line, no rush, that or like nothing like that. That's not him just kicking a 60 yarder with like a tee. That's like snapping the ball, holding it with a line in front of you, kicking a 60 yard field goal. It's a lot different from kicking a just like with a tee and you know kicking a 60 yard field goal. It's different when you have people coming at you, different when you got a line in front of you, different when the snap's got to come in and the hold's got to come in and all that. And he's still hitting a 60 yarder just coming off of what he had, what happened with him 2 years ago, coming off of that. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's very cool to see. And like even like at the practice we got to go to, like he looked great. You know, like he you couldn't even tell that there was anything going on.
He put his weight back on, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great to see that he's finally, you know, healthy. I know he's still got a, you know, the colostomy bag, but I mean that's going to happen. I mean, that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the results of, you know, what he had going on, but I'm just glad that he's in a state to be able to kick field goals and do what he loves to do. And you know, he's not just a kicker, like he said, he is a football player and he, you know, lives the, you know, the Auburn man. When everyone talks about Auburn man, he is the walking definition of that. And it's really cool to see that him and Champ Anthony, who was at media days too, because they asked about his injury and he was like, he said, my faith is like grown tremendously through this. Mm-hmm. And that's just really cool to see between those two. Like, and I, again, we talked about it before, you know, when he, you know, Golish made the selection, you know, no shocker he's going to bring Brian Brown. I mean, that's his boy, right? But I don't think it was an accident that he chose Alex McPherson and Champ Anthony. I really don't think that was an accident at all. I think that was intentional.
And another thing too, is like you've seen the positivity that these two guys have been able to keep through these hardships, like through, you know, McPherson's struggles and through Champ's struggles. Like they've stayed, like from what we've seen as a, you know, fan base, they've stayed positive through it all. They've stayed supporting each other. They've stayed, you know, supporting the team. Like they've always like just looked like they're, you know, giving off light in these moments because they love their team so much and they wanted to stay and you know, help the team out as much as they could, even if they were like limited in ways. So like just their positivity through hard times, where a lot of people are going to fold in those moments. And, you know, as you know, both of us being athletes, we know what it's like to get hurt and have to, you know, fight your way back or something like that. We've seen it ourselves, or we've seen our teammates go through it. And it's not easy to keep your spirits up, you know, when all your guys, when you want to be out there playing football with your boys and you can't because you're hurt. And to see them, you know, continue to be supportive and like a ray of sunshine, it's just so awesome. And I think that's also telling why Golish picked these guys.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole, when McPherson said, I'm a football player. Like, yes, like, McPherson's a kicker, right? Champ Anthony plays on defense. At the end of the day, they are football players. And what brings them happiness is getting on that field.
Yeah.
And that was what the light at the end of the tunnel was for the recovery for both of them. And I think at the end of the day, that's what's most important, is they're now back doing what they love to do. And I don't think they're going to let, you know, time tick off the clock every game, taking that for granted. And I think we're going to see that, whether it's him, you know, McPherson kicking field goals from, you know, 50, 40, however many yards we need him to kick it from, or Champ Anthony literally knocking the crap out of somebody. Because that,
we know he's a hard hitter.
Yeah.
We know he's a hard hitter.
Yeah.
He's got physical proof of that.
Lays the boom. And when he does, everyone's like, ooh, you know what I mean? I can't wait for that. And I can't wait to see him on the field. I hope they can stay healthy. But from, you know, everything from what we've seen and what we've heard, and it just seems like they're on the right track to stay healthy. So I'm excited, man.
So I think Champ's been cleared. So he's good to get back into things. And, that's really exciting. And I think Golish even said that, you know, he could be used as a gadget guy this year, 'cause he's able to play every position in the secondary. They can plug him in safety, corner, you know, wherever they need him. And so that's really exciting, 'cause I'd love to get to see Champ on the field this year.
Yeah, defensive Swiss Army knife, if you will. So, yeah, I can't wait for football season. I know Graham is hyped for it. Literally, the tickets are, you know, they're literally burning a hole in his pocket. He's ready to go, because I am too. And I know everyone listening and watching is as well. But if you like what you're watching and listening to, be sure to follow and subscribe to The Barn on social media, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to hit that follow button, that like button. Turn on notifications so you so you don't miss anything from your number one source for anything and everything Auburn sports. And yeah, other than that, Graham, you got anything to add?
That's it.
Nice. Well, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. We hope everyone has a great rest of your night. And as always, War Damn, we'll see you next time.
See ya.